This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be celebrating the birthday of the great Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz with two pieces for the guitar. One is by Albéniz and another one by his friend Granados. Now, Albéniz and Granados were good friends, and they were very similar in many ways. Albéniz was 7 years older, but they were both born in the same area of Spain, Catalonia, which is where Barcelona is located. They were both well-known concert pianists, and much of their composing was done on the piano. Now, neither of them played the guitar. Neither of them wrote anything for the guitar. But their pieces have been hugely popular in guitar arrangements. In fact, you could argue that the two pieces we'll listen to today are much better known in their guitar form than they ever were in their original piano form. And a lot of that has to do with the way that the pieces sound. They were composed at a time in the late 19th, early 20th centuries where musicians all over the continent were looking to make music that reflected their own nationality, music that could be called Czech music or Norwegian music or English music. And both Albéniz and Granados drew inspiration from the folk music of Spain. Their music is very recognizably Spanish. And what is the instrument most associated with Spain? Well, the guitar, of course. So it seems natural that rather than the imported foreign piano, Spanish music is often played on a Spanish instrument. We'll start off with Granados, the younger of the two. He spent some time in Paris as a young man, but he returned to Barcelona, where he soon found success as a composer. And that's where we get into a bit of trouble categorizing him as a, quote, Spanish composer. As many people from Barcelona will tell you, Catalonia has its own thing going on. A lot of them do not think of themselves as Spanish, per se. They have their own language, Catalan, they have their own cultural heritage, and there are many people, now and back then, who wish they had their own country as well. In Granados' day, the area was going through a sort of renaissance of Catalan culture, and Granados was part of that. Unlike Albéniz, who traveled widely, he lived in Paris and London for a time, Granados spent most of his life in and around Catalonia. But he also always went by Enrique, the Spanish version of his name, rather than Enric, the Catalan version, and he never involved himself politically with Catalan nationalism. This didn't win him friends in certain nationalist circles, but then again, taking a side would have lost him friends either way. This piece is an arabesque, bringing to mind the various Arabic buildings scattered around the country. Starting in the early 700s, Arab forces began invading Spain from North Africa, and they eventually occupied most of the peninsula before being pushed out in the 1400s. They left an indelible impression on the music and culture of Spain, and reminders of their rule are everywhere. When Granados was writing a set of 12 Spanish dances, you kind of had to figure that one of them was going to harken back to the Arabic culture that was once a huge part of Spanish culture. Here's William Riley with Granados' Arabesca. Thank you. There's something about that guitar that really brings out the Spanishness of the piece, and I think that's a big reason why Granados and Albéniz are so popular among classical and Spanish guitarists. We'll turn to the birthday boy Albéniz now, and it's tough to know exactly what Albéniz's life, and especially his childhood, was like, because there are a lot of rumors and probably apocryphal stories out there. We do know that he was a child prodigy, and he started giving concerts at the age of 9, He supposedly ran away from home, stowed away on a ship bound for Buenos Aires, and gave a series of concerts in South and Central America. Now, we know he gave some concerts over there, but it's much more likely that he was accompanied by his father, who often traveled with him on his tours. There's also a story about him meeting and being taught by Franz Liszt in Germany, but again, it's unclear how true that is. Albéniz didn't exactly do much to dispel these rumors either. Maybe he liked that sense of mystique that they gave him. This piece, Asturias, comes from a larger work called Songs of Spain. Again, a collection of pieces for piano meant to evoke various aspects of Spanish culture and music. Asturias is a region in the north of Spain, but the piece bears very little resemblance to the traditional music of that area. Instead, This owes a lot to the music of the south of Spain, especially Andalusia, the birthplace of flamenco. It's impossible to listen to this and not think of flamenco dancers and guitarists, and that association is probably why the guitar arrangement has been so popular. One of the most popular pieces for the classical guitar. Here's Gordon Rowland with Albéniz's Asturias. Thank you. It's a bit unclear why Albini's called this Asturias, since the music is much more evocative of the southern part of Spain. But the subtitle, Leyendas, Legends, definitely fits this music very well. There's a certain mystery to it all, not unlike the mystery surrounding some of the legends around Albini's life. Thanks to William Riley and Gordon Rowland for putting those recordings up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be listening to some Beethoven, his Carolian Overture. See you then.